Depth scoring led the Vancouver Canucks to a decisive 4-1 victory over the struggling Montreal Canadiens on Thursday. Defenseman Nikita Zadorov scored twice, forwards Connor Garland and Nils Amon each added a goal and Ilya Mikheyev contributed a pair of assists for the Canucks, 4-4-1-8-8. Yuri Slafkovsky replied for the visiting Canadiens, 2-5-3-2-1-2, who dropped their fourth game in a row. Canucks goalie Casey Desmith made 16 saves and improved to the 6th of May 10 on the season while Sam Montembeau stopped 21 of 25 shots for the Canadiens. Vancouver remains atop the Western Conference standings, 3 points up on the Winnipeg Jets, Colorado Avalanche and Dallas Stars. Just felt great. My teammates made a couple good passes for me to capitalize on a couple shots. Nikita Zadorov on ice level with at Canucks reporter after earning first star honors. Glowingstarpick.twitter.com/7igomjolok Vancouver Canucks, at Canucks, March 22, 2024. The Canucks smothered the Habs in the final frame Thursday, allowing just 3 shots across the period. Amon buried his first goal in 24 games at the 11:44 mark of the third, deflecting in Tyler Myers' shot to give the Canucks a 4-1 advantage. The Swedish center last scored on December 23. Slafkovsky cut the visitors' deficit to 3-1 late in the second. Cole Caulfield sent a wrist shot flying from inside the blue line and Slafkovsky tipped it in for his 15th of the campaign at the 19:07 mark. The goal drew competing chants of, "Go Habs go," and, "Go Canucks go," from the split crowd. The Canucks had gone up 3-0 less than a minute earlier. Teddy Bluger picked off a bobbled Montreal pass in Vancouver territory and sent a pass to Garland as he sped through the neutral zone. Garland beat Canadiens defenseman Arber Exekaj down the ice and pinged a shot in off the crossbar for his 15th goal of the season. Montreal had ample opportunity to get on the board earlier in the second, with 3 power plays across the period. Caulfield came within inches of striking on the man advantage midway through the frame when he rang a shot off the post. The Canucks and Habs both went 0-for-3 on the power play Thursday. Vancouver took a 2-goal lead late in the first off an odd man rush. Read more. Chase gets arena facelift, after winning Vancouver Canucks contest. Sam Lafferty sliced a crisp pass to Zadorov in the high slot and the hulking defenseman unleashed a rocket, beating Montembeau blocker side for his second of the night with 26.6 seconds left in the opening frame. The goal came moments after Canucks defenseman Noah Juulsen sent Brendan Gallagher into the endboards with a hit that left the Canadiens winger hobbling to the bench. Zadorov opened the scoring 15:38 in with a long shot over Montembeau's glove as Lafferty and Habs defenseman David Savard battled for space directly in front of the net. Ins and outs. Tanner Pearson returned to Montreal's lineup after being healthy scratched on Tuesday. He slotted in for Joshua Roy, who suffered an upper body injury in the Canadiens' overtime loss to the Oilers and is expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Juulsen replaced Ian Cole on Vancouver's blue line. Canucks head coach Rick Tocchet said earlier Thursday that Cole is banged up and could use some time to get healthy. Another cup. A championship trophy was in the building Thursday night. Montreal Alouettes wide receiver Tyson Philpott, defensive end Brock Gawanlock and receivers coach Mike Lionello, who all hail from BC, brought the Grey Cup to the game and received cheers when they hoisted it on the big screen, all clad in Canucks jerseys. The Owls won the CFL's top prize in dramatic fashion in November after Philpott reeled in a touchdown pass with 15 seconds left on the clock. Up next, Canucks host the Calgary Flames on Saturday. Canadiens continue a 5-game road swing Sunday against the Kraken in Seattle. Gemma Carson-Smith, The Canadian Press.